This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I would hate to be a Democrat, well, ever, but certainly right now. This is the worst period in the history of the Democratic Party. I'm talking about this supersedes slavery. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255, if you want to contact me. Worst period in Democrat history. And look, let me tell you. Not that I'm giving them a pass on slavery and their, oppressing of blacks and other people and their heinous past. Cause they've had just the ugliest past of all. If Democrats were true to themselves, they'd look at it and, I mean, they'd shake their heads and go, holy crap, man. This is horrible. They would shake their heads in shame. Okay? But they don't have that gene. Yeah, they can't isolate that in leftist. So anyway, these guys are now fast forward, and despite all that, this is the worst period of their history. They are oppressive to women. The Me Too movement is born of Democrats. They are oppressive to blacks. They steal from blacks. My speeches are now going to be about theft. Theft of the human spirit. Seriously. That's what I'm going to talk about. And though they will still be funny, I'm going to explain how Democrats, they take away your ability to value your mental strength and a host of other things. It's just horrible what they do. They steal initiative. They don't want you to have any gumption. They want you to be a drone. Hollywood makes movies about these freaks, and let me tell you, deservedly so. They are freaks of nature, but they're far worse today. And I wouldn't want to be one, right? And like I said, I wouldn't want to ever be one, but I certainly wouldn't want to be one right now because, let me tell you, they are walking, talking contradictions. They got massive problems ahead for them. Massive. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, explaining it, breaking it down for you. Phone a friend. Phone one of these leftists. Phone one of these brain-dead morons and let them tune in. Let them get some schooling, Jethro. You know what I'm saying? Because we'll help them cipher. Reading this, the Mueller report flatly states that Russia began interfering in American democracy in 2014. Over the next couple of years, the effort blossomed into a robust attempt to interfere in our 2016 presidential election. Now, I don't believe Russia has any more interference in our election than they did in previous years. I don't believe it. Is it more sophisticated, perhaps, because we got the internet and all that? Russia's been interfering in our constitutional republic since we've partnered with them, if you want to call it that, during World War II. They've been interfering. They've been stealing. Anyway, they say this. The Obama administration knew this was going on and yet did nothing. Barack Obama, there is a quote from him saying, anybody think Russia can interfere with our election? I mean, come on. Come on, y'all. He pushes it off as nothing. In 2016, Obama's national security advisor, Susan Rice, told her staff to stand down. That's a quote. And here's another quote. Knock it off as they drew up plans to strike back against the Russians. This is from Michael Isikoff and David Korn. They wrote a book called Russian Roulette, the inside story of Putin's war on America. Look, who's more closely tied to the Russians? Donald Trump, who met with Medvedev, who met with Putin. Hillary Clinton, multiple meetings with Putin. Democrats lined up meeting with Putin from Chuck Schumer down. They've all met with Putin. They sold 20% of our uranium to Putin. The Clinton Foundation received $140 or $145 million from him. The Podesta brothers got $20 million. They tried to build some kind of Silicon Valley thing in Russia tied to the Clintons. I mean, really? And you want to look at Donald Trump? It's ridiculous. But this is where we find ourselves, looking at nonsense. This is a Barack Obama story. That's what this is. This is, look, the Democrats can go out there, they can saber rattle and do whatever they want to do. Let me tell you, folks, because Art's always contacting me. He's worried about this thing. I don't get it, Art. I really don't. I can't keep propping you up, bro. There is nothing in this report that condemns Donald Trump. Every single thing points back to Barack Obama and his administration. And let me tell you something. It's gotten so bad. Even the New York Times is writing about it. It's that bad. Ugly. And so, and I'll get to that in a second. So now we've got people trying to impugn the Attorney General. We had DeGeneva. Here's him talking to some, I think her name is Crystal Ball. And here's what he says about impugning the AG.
Suggests that Bill Barr is a liar. I've known him for 30 years. He's one of the finest lawyers this country has ever produced. He came back out of retirement to serve this country. There's not one shred of evidence that anything he said either the other day or now or today was a lie. Don't ever say that in front of me about Bill Barr. You have no evidence that he lied, and you know it.
But I'm telling you.
You said he may have lied.
What I'm telling you is that what he said this today in the press conference is inconsistent with what's in the report.
That's not a lie.
That's okay, fine.
It's not fine. You're on national television calling the Attorney General a liar.
I didn't say that.
You suggested it very strongly.
All right, I think we're done here.
I think we are.
I
love that clip. That was DeGeneva. And I don't know anything about Barr. All I know is this. Donald Trump didn't even know who the guy was before he put him into the office. So the idea that he's a Trump guy is ridiculous. All I can tell you is that's the beginning. They want to impugn Barr. Good luck on that. Kellyanne Conway had a comment about why would we need to go after Hillary? This is a short but sweet one. I love this one.
Russians. When I needed to find negative information about Hillary Clinton and how to beat her, I looked no further than Hillary Clinton.
Ouch. Ouch. So, yeah, we look. This is going to spin on the left. It's already started. I can't look. I don't know how to make you see this any better. First of all, and I'm going to recap. And for those who listen to the Kevin Jackson Show all the time, bear with me. But here's what we got. We got Mueller, hand-selected by the Democrats. The
best guy in the business, James Comey. Oh, he's amazing. Robert Mueller, right?
And we were all skeptical of him because we should be. I think Mueller went in there for a witch hunt to get rid of Donald Trump. Those were his marching orders. $30 million, 2 years later, a stack deck of anti-Trump, pro-Hillary prosecutors looking for stuff, and FBI people making stuff up all throughout the DOJ, the FISA courts, etc. And Robert Mueller comes back and says, I got nothing. So what do they do now? They're mad at Mueller, and they're mad at the new AG who just entered the system. He's not even in the game yet. They want to get him to.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Here's something that's not going to come as a shock to you, but you conservatives, likely GOP voters, you're more enthusiastic about the 2020 election than the Democrats. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. I'm not telling you anything that you haven't suspected. I'm not telling you anything that is not factual. You are much more enthusiastic about what's going on. And you want to know why? Because you picked the right guy and he performed. You know why the Democrats are not enthusiastic? Because they picked the wrong guy and he did not perform. And now they have to come to the realization of those two very real facts. They can't pick people. You can. They should not be in charge. You should. That is why you are more enthusiastic. It was a poll released by CNN. Folks, this is not Rasmussen, not that they're any more, better at it than anybody else. But this isn't some poll of conservatives. This is a poll of general public that found that 57% of the people who identified as Republicans report on being extremely enthusiastic about voting in a 2020 presidential election, while 46% of Democrats and 26% of independents responded the same way. So you are leading the Democrats in enthusiasm by 11%, and my suspicion is it's better than that. Because if I had to look at the cadre of fools and scallywags that are over there, I wouldn't be enthusiastic about it. Independents aren't enthusiastic because they don't have a candidate. Additionally, 78% of Republicans say they are extremely or very enthusiastic about the election. Slightly more, or I should say the first one was about voting. This one was about the election itself. 78% are more enthusiastic about the election itself, and 75% of Democrats say they're extremely enthusiastic about the election, but only 46% are enthusiastic about voting. Just want to be clear. I don't want to get it wrong. The poll findings came after Democratic voters propelled the party to a blue wave. No, in November, they didn't propel their party to a blue wave. The powers that be propelled their party to a blue cheat scandal. Regaining a majority in the House, they said the poll was released in September of last year showed the Democrats are more enthusiastic about voting in the midterms than Republicans. 56% of Democrats are Democratic-leaning independents say they were extremely Democratic compared to 50% of Republicans. And supposedly, that's the reason. Now, that doesn't jive with the level of enthusiasm of Republicans for Donald Trump. By the way, I would love to see numbers. I don't know if you guys can research this for me, maybe during the break, but or maybe now. Hint, hint. What was the enthusiasm of Democrats for Obama during his time? In other words, 93% at one point was, it's 92 now, 92% of Republicans are sticking with Trump, you know, no matter what. It was 93%. What about Democrats? Were they at like 99% or 99.999% sticking with Obama? Because I can't imagine that he was higher than Trump in terms of sticky. Maybe at the very beginning, but I'm saying 2 years in, where was Barack Obama's the Democrat enthusiasm for Obama? If we can find those numbers, I'd be curious. Anyway, the reason why I bring all this up is I want you to understand you have the momentum, conservatives, pragmatists, libertarians, whatever. You have the momentum. You are leading the charge, leading the way. And every single day, Donald Trump delivers for you. And here's all you have to do. I'm going to give you the secret. I'm going to hold up. I want to tease it now. I'm making them wait. No, I'm going to make them wait. Yep, here we go. Okay, I'm going to give you the secret. You got to back him. If you back Trump, he will gain the momentum. Look, he's already doing it. He's going to do it on his own. He's going to continue to bash the media. He's going to continue to bash the Mueller report. He's going to continue to bash Schiff and Nadler and all these other people, Pelosi and Schumer and all of them. He's going to continue to do his part. That's in his DNA. What the world needs to see is how much you are willing to back him. Now, okay, Kevin, what more can we do? 92% of Republicans love the man. Yeah, okay, so you answer a poll. What are you doing outside of this? What are you doing to tell people you're not going to talk about my president? Let me ask you, what would happen when people, if you were the turd in the punch bowl, when you were at a party and somebody brought up that they loved Obama, and you were like, and they go, did you vote for Obama? No, I didn't. What? You? And then you got attacked, because it happened to me. Not physically, but people are like, can't believe you didn't vote for Obama. He's all black and everything. I mean, he's all dreamy, man. He's a black man. Did I mention he was black? Yeah, he's dreamy and black, and he's so smart and articulate and clean. And I was like, yeah, I didn't vote for him. I don't like him. I don't like his policies. What? And then everybody's showing me, you must be crazy, man. And I go, yeah, whatever. No, you guys are crazy because he doesn't know what he's doing. He's a rank amateur. And by the way, he isn't so clean. And a host of other things. He's a scoundrel. Anyway, I had some choice words. Nothing derogatory. I was like, I don't dislike him. I just don't think he's a good candidate. I can't believe it. And they would just gang up. And I was like, you can gang up all you want. You're not changing my mind.
And guess what? I proved myself to be right. Now I go to parties and I'm like, yeah, I'm for Trump. They're like, oh, I wish we had Obama back. Why? You like failure? I like Donald Trump. I happen to like the white president. And I go on and then people, I can't believe you even mean, blah, 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 you know, and on and on and on, on. And the point is, you know, I'm the same guy, but I'm speaking up. You got to speak up. If you speak up, we're good to go. That's all you got to do. So this polling, just every one of these polls you're going to see, as they start to come our way, they're swinging our way. Look, you don't have to believe me. Just go back and look at them. Google the last four or five polls. Trump's approval, economy, blah, blah, blah. They're all, yeah, man, I think things are going pretty well. Yeah, let's take a look at it. Huh? And all you got to do is jump on. Jump on and start talking and letting people know. We're going to be more vocal. Put the Trump sticker on your car. I was at the airport. What was I flying back from? I don't remember. I was in a layover somewhere, and a guy had his Trump 2020 shirt on, and he was strutting through the airport. And I was talking to a guy because I wanted to go up to him and shake his hand and say, way to go, dude. But he was just in the open like, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was strutting. He was probably going to get some food or something. But he was like, man, shoot. He looked like John Travolta staying alive. And I was proud of him, and I wanted to say something, and I was waiting on him to come back, but I got sidetracked. I got my food, and I had to move on. But that's what you've got to do. Wear your stuff. Let people know. Make your videos. Say your piece, and let the chips fall where they may. There are people out there depending on you. They're going, I just need somebody to get up and dance. I told you guys a story. It's the second guy that gets up to dance who causes the revolution and gets everybody dancing. The first guy dancing looks like a weirdo. You know, if you're at the park. But when the second person gets up and starts dancing, suddenly everybody dances.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is pushing back after Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi said Attorney General William Barr committed a crime by lying to Congress. Now, Barr was a no-show at a House judiciary hearing on Thursday, saying he did not want to be questioned by committee lawyers. McCarthy tells reporters it was Chairman Jerry Nadler who caused all the problems.
We expected to hear from AG Attorney General Barr. Chairman Nadler decided to change the rules.
to satisfy the very obvious desire to impeach President Trump.
The California Republican was speaking at his weekly press conference. A 22-year-old accused of killing two students at the University of North Carolina, Charlotte, is appearing in court on Thursday. Tristan Terrell has been charged with two counts of murder and four counts of attempted murder. Police believe he did target the Kennedy building on the school campus, but a motive remains unclear. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
People aren't talking much about this next story, but well, what a serious win for Donald Trump that's gone unheralded. Nobody's saying. Before I even get into this story, let me say this. I found an article in Politico that said something about 139 things Donald Trump did under the radar. And you should go back, if you can find that article, you should look at it. And the things that they were sort of alluding that Trump did bad that are all good stuff. It's funny to read it. When you read it in the context of what happened, what they predicted and what happened, oh my gosh, it's unbelievable to watch it. How wrong can you be, Politico? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I'm not wrong about anything because, see, I have an opinion. And my opinion is my opinion based on my life experiences and some smarts that I've gathered over the years. And I don't profess to know everything about everything. When people bring me a topic or a subject, I go, here's my opinion about that subject. And my opinion is right 100% of the time, even when I change my opinion. Yeah, that's the beautiful thing about knowing who you are and saying, you know, I used to believe this and now I believe this. But at the time when I gave my opinion, it was still correct. That's how you got to remember. Now, that's not moral relativity. I'm not talking about, yeah, I used to think that, you know, lying was okay, but now I don't anymore or whatever. No, it's not moral relativity. You know, that was a bad example. But you guys know what I'm talking about. My opinions can evolve. They can do things. But at the time I gave my opinion, it was the right thing for what I was thinking at the time. And you're okay to evolve. Don't feel like, oh my gosh, but make sure that it's been a true evolution. Make sure it's been a true evolution. That's all I say. Anyway, this story is interesting to me because Donald Trump, in my opinion, is officially a one-man wrecking crew for leftism and specifically leftist media. And I want you to check out the carnage because we talked about this. When Donald Trump first called the media fake news, I don't think most people didn't think it was going to stick. Probably, we really didn't believe it to be fake news. It was like, nah, I mean, they stretch it a little bit, but it's not really fake. I know it's a bit of an opinion. And, you know, so we did the old Valley Girl. I'm not sure. You know, maybe so, but not really. I mean, come on, Donald. Right? We weren't exactly sure. And Donald Trump stuck to his guns. He's like, ah, it's fake. It's fake. See, Trump has keen skills of observation, and he pointed out what we suspected, but we overlooked, that the media actually creates news, and that news is fake. They don't care what it is. All these reporters, and I use my finger quotes, are out there trying to figure out, how do I one-up this guy and get, you know, into the best office and all that. Think of Charlie Sheen in Wall Street, right? Looking for the easy out.
How did Trump figure this out and we didn't? What makes him so special? Well, Kevin Jackson will tell you. By the way, if you want to chime in, 844-551-8255. So Donald Trump put himself downrange in the target zone when he dared to run for president, wait for it, as a Republican. Now, let's be clear. The media would have tried to destroy Donald Trump even if he were a Democrat, but not for the reasons that they're trying to destroy him now. See, only because nobody was supposed to challenge old cankles, big butt Hillary Clinton. But that aside, Trump, if Trump was a Democrat and didn't have to deal with Hillary, he would have never uttered the words fake news. If Trump were the Democrats' choice, he wouldn't have had to utter it. He would have been like, hey, you know, the news isn't new. It would have been an advantage that he would have taken, just like filing bankruptcy as a business owner. He would say, hey, it's an advantage you gave me. What do you want me to do? He's not going to be, you know, this fake news has me in polling way ahead, but, you know, I'm not going to be optimistic. You know, he would have never said it. But he did say it, and it's been devastating to the media. And here's what the Spectator reported. There has been so much wailing and rending of garment over the weekend about the layoffs of some writers, editors, and other staff at BuzzFeed, HuffPost, Yahoo, AOL, and Gannett. Were you aware of this? Huh? I'm looking at you over my glasses going, did you know? Yeah, I don't think you knew. It goes on. Naturally, the affected employees are upset and inclined to blame malign forces beyond their control. Predictably, the primary villain to emerge is President Trump, who had the temerity to tweet that the real problem is the market. Here's what he tweeted. Fake news and bad journalism have caused a big downturn. Sadly, many others will follow. The people want the truth. This is not what unhappy folks want to hear, but Trump is right. That's what the writer wrote. Trump understands what many journalists refuse to acknowledge. The news business is a business, and the customers are dissatisfied. I'll let you think about that a bit. Are you dissatisfied? Let me tell you, nothing bugs me more than I see a headline and I go, God, can you just do a headline that doesn't try to lead me into something? I told you guys the other day about this headline of Amazon and their facial recognition software and both, not only Amazon, but IBM and Microsoft as well. And they go, Amazon's facial recognition software may be racially biased and cops use it. Well, what are the cops at? If that's the product that they're getting, what are you mad at them for? But they got to put the cops in it, right? Because that's what you do. You got to continue to demonize. You got to figure out where to, you know, and maybe it's somebody going, oh, this will make it that much more salacious where I'll get a few more readers because I need those clicks, man. I need the clicks. Somebody, let me tie myself off here real quick. Okay, go ahead. Put the needle in and get me some clicks. Like drug addicts. Anyway. So, to go on, this thing says, according to Gallup, the public has now less confidence in the news media than in banks, big business, organized religion, the medical system, the military, public schools, the presidency, the police, etc. This is true for all news sources, including television, newspapers, and the internet. Moreover, because the erosion of public confidence in the media has been a consistent decades-long process, it cannot credibly be blamed on attacks by President Trump. I'm going to stop there for just a second because here's what I'm saying. All this has been brewing from the Clarence Thomas hearings, which is, and I bring that up because the justice told me himself, he quit paying attention to the media. Then he shared with me that story that they had lied about him retiring. He says, they'll pull me out of here in a gurney. That's the only way he's leaving the Supreme Court. And I thought to myself, amen, first of all. But I was shocked that he had never mentioned that. And that was my wake-up call. And I started ringing the alarm bell then going, guys, you can't just look at a title and go, boom, here it is. Right now, you know what the latest one is?
Ruth Bader Ginsburg is okay. She's been spotted and she's out golfing. Ruth was seen skiing with sharks in Lake Michigan. You know, it's like, and it's fake journalism. How many, I watched this show, I told you guys, of this kid, and it was a legitimate show. And he was found out to have been lying about most of the stories that he wrote. Want to know why? Because nobody bothered to fact check him. Nobody wanted to do their job and just say, you know what? Our reputations are on the line here. We've got to change things. If you read the book Outliers, they talk about the Korean airline industry. You should read it. The Korean airline industry was dangerous for a long time. Wreck after wreck after wreck. I mean, crash after crash after crash, killing people left and right. And they found out that these guys were reading newspapers where they couldn't see warning lights. They weren't doing pre-flight checks like they should have been. They were ignoring warning lights when they were coming on. They were drinking and smoking cigarettes beneath the plane while it was being refueled. It was crazy. It was a wild, wild west over there. And they got to the point where the Canadians wouldn't allow the Koreans to land the plane in their airspace. They got degraded by America's FAA and so on and so forth. And they couldn't figure it out. I mean, it was such an eyesore that the Prime Minister of Korea or whatever they call the guy said, "Look, this has to change." This is when it was Korean Airlines; it became Korean Air. And you know what it took to change it? It took people going, huh, we are a culture that prides, a prideful culture, and we are losing face in the world through our airline industry. And so the head person in Korea got involved. He gave a contract to a new airlines and said, we're not flying Korean Air until you get it together. And then that group said, we have to go back to our cultural roots. We have to go back to pursuit of excellence. That it is a stain on our family. It is a stain on our country if we don't do better. And now, Korean Airlines is one of the best airlines flying. Democrats, leftists are going to eventually have to go back to their
roots. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
What I find unbelievable is the bullying in traditional media. That I think there are some traditional media outlets that are getting ruined by this administration, and it's ruined by their own deeds. That, you know, there are certain networks and newspapers that are very clear on who they are and what they feel, and that's fine. I mean, if you put yourself out as, you know, somebody who supports Trump or is, like MSNBC, is against Trump, at least you get it. You know what you're getting. But when you pretend like you're objective, but you're not. And you are angry, and you are, you know, you are trying to kill and bully. I think that is killing, and I don't think they know it yet, but I think some of the trusted names in news are not trusted anymore because of this. And, you know, what I think it's so preposterous that, you know, Kanye West went to see Trump. He got trashed. Steve Harvey went to see Trump. He got trashed. You know, they went after me for seeing Trump. So I guess the solution is nobody should see him. It should be a boycott. That is so stupid.
That was Harvey Levin talking about the media meltdown, essentially validating what I've been talking about with Donald Trump and why he's been so successful in crushing the media. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Here's, I want to just play some clips just to give you an idea, because essentially there was a media meltdown. They're firing people at Washington Post, at Huffington Post, not Washington Post, but at Huffington Post, at AOL, Yahoo, etc. And it's just, it's a frenzy. BuzzFeed, and it's a very simple reason. They're all so anti-Trump. They're liars. Nobody, any people no longer believe the media. Here's Piers Morgan talking about the media. Well, actually, before we do that, there was an investigative reporter that said 8 years of Obama destroyed the media. Here's the clip.
The use of anonymous sources. Glenn, you have said that the president's right when he says some of these leaks are illegal, meaning people are sharing information illegally. But you say it's justified. Why is it justified?
If you look at the reporting of the people who are on this panel, what you see is that some of the most important revelations that have strengthened American democracy have come from people inside the government, as Dana said, discovering information and then giving it to reporters because they believe that the people have the right to know that their leaders were engaged in illegal or deceitful conduct. That's what happened with the leakers who exposed General Flynn's lies. And although the conduct is illegal, it's also, in my view, quite noble because it strengthens democracy. The problem is that if you look at the last 8 years, there has been a very concerted war on not just sources and whistleblowers, but also journalists, implemented by not Donald Trump, but by the Obama administration. More sources prosecuted under the 1917 Espionage Act than in all previous administrations combined. Journalists such as James Rosen at Fox News and Jim Risen at the New York Times, and those of us who worked on the Snowden reporting, constantly threatened with prosecution or having our phone records subpoenaed and the like. And Democratic office holders in D.C. were virtually unanimous in the idea that people who leak information that's classified are villains, they're traitors, they ought to go to prison. And this framework has been created, both rhetorical and legal, over the last 8 years that says that people who leak classified information, regardless of how important that information is, ought to be punished. And that's the rhetoric and the framework that Donald Trump is seizing on. And it's the reason why it's been so damaging to have watched Democrats who suddenly love leaks, now that it's helping them, have waged such an aggressive war on journalism and investigative reporting over the last 8 years.
So there's a guy telling the honest truth about what Barack Obama did to the media. And they, by the way, they were still in triage, and it's because they weren't reporting the truth then, and people woke up to it. Here's Piers Morgan. There's two parts, but he's talking about the Trump war with the media.
So you left 3 years ago. Since then, thanks to WikiLeaks, we've learned a lot of detail about CNN colluding with the Democratic Party during this election. Were you shocked by it?
I was a bit, yeah. I mean, I don't know how directly involved CNN were, but I do know that when you look at what happened with Donna Brazile and some of the other characters involved, it stank, frankly. And, you know, it brought to light, I think, Donald Trump's main beef with the media, which is that it's a two-way street, this question of respect and honesty. Yeah. And he has felt for quite some time, I think, that a lot of people in the mainstream media, for want of a better phrase, are absolutely determined to bring him down. And I think he's got a point. I think some of them absolutely are. And they were in the tank for Hillary Clinton. Their candidate didn't win. And now they are utterly determined to bring the Trump presidency crashing down. So you have a war between the media and the White House, the like of which I've certainly never seen before. And it's pretty dangerous all round.
Now, that was pretty much right after the election. and Piers Morgan gave. That was part one of what was part two. So I want to play the second part. Then I want to go. I want to play what Joe Scarborough says about the talking about the media with fake news, as if you can actually believe this guy. But he actually made a comment that makes sense as well. But here's the second part of Piers Morgan and his interview with Hannity.
From the moment that Donald Trump decided to run, you know, he was for about 4 or 5 months the only gig in town. CNN and all the other networks were racing to give him as much airtime as they could possibly give him. This, of course, fueled the monster. And then when the moment came when they thought, oh, God, hang on, he might actually win, then rather like Dr. Frankenstein, they thought, we've got to kill him off. But by then, Trump, the nominee, was gone. He was off and racing around America. And he became unstoppable. And I noticed in the last few months of that campaign, it got more and more virulent. You know, papers like the New York Times, frankly, I thought were a complete disgrace. They weren't even pretending to be anything but in the tank for Hillary Clinton. And I found that as a journalist pretty obscene to watch, actually. So for the New York Times and others now to be saying, oh, poor us, you know, we're the innocent parties here. Donald Trump is annihilating the media and breaking down the First Amendment and so on. It's pretty rich, I think, given the way that they themselves conducted themselves as the supposed paper of record. So I think that there is fault on both sides here. I think that it is dangerous and toxic, and I think that the media have got to start showing President Trump a bit more respect, and he in turn and his White House operation have got to show the media a bit more respect, and they've all got to move on.
Well, I disagree that Trump needs to show the media more respect. The media needs to respect itself and start reporting the truth. Kevin Jackson's here listening to, folks. I want to play Joe Scarborough talking about the media. Actually, you know what? That clip's too long. I don't want to play. Plus, I don't care. I think we've made the point, right, that the media has been its own worst enemy. But here's what I want to go on in talking about this particular article, because The Guardian went on to talk about, because as I mentioned earlier, Yahoo, let me look at it real quick. BuzzFeed, HuffPost, Yahoo, AOL, and Gannett all laid off multiple people. And The Guardian explains the problem. They said revenue per click, the business strategy that had informed digital publishers for years, was effectively pronounced DOA this year as leading players in the sector, once viewed as future of journalism, announced deep cuts. In letter headline, difficult changes, BuzzFeed founder and chief executive Jonah Peretti said the company would reduce headcount by 15% or about 250 jobs. So they now have only 1,100 employees globally. They made its numbers last year after missing them in 2017, but Peretti told employees revenue growth was not enough to be successful in the long term. He had to reduce costs. We can thrive and control our own destiny without ever needing to raise funding again. At the same time, Verizon said it's going to trim 7% of headcount, 800 people from its media unit, which includes Huffington Post, Yahoo, and AOL. Another signal of distress came Friday when Warner Media announced it would close its digital investment arm, Warner Media Investments. Job losses followed. Sales are cuts at MIC, Refinery 29, and elsewhere. But publishing as a whole had already shrunk sharply. By some estimates, the shift to digital has resulted in an overall reduction of business from 50 to 80%. Now, they could solve the problem immediately, all of them, by simply reporting the truth. One of my friends tweeted this. He said, if I had a brick for every story CNN had to retract, I could build a wall. I told you guys of my story with Clarence Thomas. I don't need to recount it again, but the media is a lie. Yeah. Nobody fact-checked Clarence Thomas's story, by the way, and said, you know what, he never said that. There's nobody could even come up with a source. It was a lie. This correction that's happening is long overdue. How long have we endured a media completely in bed with leftism? Let me answer for you. It's been decades. And then came the media dragon slayer, Donald Trump, the unrelenting branding machine who dare call the media what it is, fake news. So now, hundreds of leftists search for work. They enter the real world where make-believe isn't going to cut it.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.